Good morning, guys. It is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. Well, kind of not that beautiful considering that it's raining, but just I guess the thing is just be grateful that you still have life, right? So it's kind of like it's raining, but I still have life, so that's the amazing part. But today in this episode, I really want to touch on social media and how it kind of can affect your mental illness and your mental health. Social media has become such a huge part of everyone's life. You know, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have, you know, Snapchat, and all these things people are doing now. And I think it takes a toll on a lot of people with mental illness. Social media tends to get into everyone's head. Everyone becomes a social media bully all of a sudden, attacking others, making others feel bad, and treating people horrible. And I think to me in this episode, I really want to touch on how you to not let social media get to you and to learn to have different ways to cope when you're on social media, especially if you're dealing with a mental illness. I see so many things on social media that make me so angry. And trust me, it's so hard to not want to type back and say something back to that person. But I'm learning that, you know, it's pointless to a certain extent because these are people who are not happy with their lives. They're miserable. So, of course, they want to attack other people in order to feel good about themselves. So you can't really allow these people to get into your head because they're not happy with themselves and they see something in you maybe that they wish they had. You know, it's sad because when you have a mental illness, it sucks sometimes because social media, people get on there and tell you to kill yourself. They'll call you crazy. They'll disrespect you. They don't care. Like, I've seen it so many times when it comes to, and I'll say again in this episode about Kanye West, him going on rants and things. And let me just say this right now. I don't agree with everything Kanye West has done, but I do think this man does have a mental illness, and he's admitted to the bipolar disorder, and I do think he has issues. Does that make him a bad person? No, but a lot of times on social media, he gets a lot of flack. A lot of people attack him. A lot of people going on him. And you know what? He's just different. And I think people need to learn to chill out with that, though. Instead of attacking him, why not come to him in a different way? You know, we know this man obviously has issues. He has things going on. So let's not attack him. Let's support him. Let's try to be there for him and understand why he thinks the way he does or why he does think he does. You know, and when you're in a mental state and you have a mental illness, you're not always aware of the things you're doing or saying. You know, but and it's sad to a certain extent because people on social media are just, they're horrible. But then those same people see you in person and they have nothing to say. But because online there's a keyboard and computer screen, you know, they can say what the hell they want to say. But this is why I've seen so many people on Twitter or wherever or Facebook do, you know, post saying, I'm going to kill myself today. And then you have some people saying, oh, don't do that. I'm going to support you. And some people saying, oh, go kill yourself. I don't care. Who the hell is this person? Why are they tweeting this? And that's just not okay to do. When people are doing that on social media, they're clearly, people think they're seeking attention. No, they're not seeking attention. They clearly need help. They clearly are reaching out for someone to help them. And instead of attacking them, we need to learn to help that person. Be there for that person. Don't attack them because you don't know what is going on in their mental state. There's so many people dealing with things, whether you're a celebrity or just a regular everyday person, you're going to things. And I'm going to tell you, if you're somebody who's not strong, I would say social media is not the place for you. Because social media has gotten so bad. I remember when I first started Twitter in 2000-something. It was not this bad. It was like maybe, I don't remember when Twitter first came out. Maybe 2007, 2006, somewhere around that line. But I remember making my Twitter page, and it wasn't that bad. People back then weren't attacking you as much. Now it's like people are living this one life on social media and another life off, and you don't know what to believe, really, because people can be one way online and another way off, but you have so many people bullying other people, and that's just not cool. You know, for me, I've learned, especially when I'm on Twitter, I tweet what I feel like tweeting, but if I see something I don't like, I scroll past it and keep going, just like Instagram or YouTube or wherever. I might see something negative, I'm going to keep scrolling. That is the best thing to do, guys. Do not get into, like, argument with someone on social media, because 9 times out of 10, that person is miserable, they're looking for a fight. They want somebody to argue back and forth. Let that person look stupid. Let them argue with themselves and ignore them. They are not worth it. They are not worth, you know, you going out of your mind for somebody who doesn't even honestly matter. You know, know, you have to learn that. Because a lot of times our first reaction is to go back and forth with somebody because we're pissed off. But the reality is it's not worth it. And let that person be miserable. Misery loves company. Don't be that person's company. Don't allow that person to get into your head. They are not worth it, I promise you. And especially someone with a mental illness, we tend to overthink everything. We tend to let everything get in our heads. And then once somebody, you know, gets us pissed off, whatever, we're just ready to go. We go from a 1 to a 10 right there. And we don't need that. We don't need that. And that's why I say just don't let social media get to your head. Don't let these people get in your head. Don't let them say negative things. I mean, I was on Twitter one day and saw this girl put a post out, and it made me so pissed. I wanted to say something, but I bit my tongue and I did it. Instead, I blogged about it on my blog because I vented a little bit, and it made me feel better. But she had made a comment about people with mental illness. She said, well, you know, a lot of times you people with mental illness tend to self-diagnose yourself. Just because you think you have this does not mean you have anxiety, or just because you have a mood swing doesn't mean you're bipolar. And I thought in my mind, we know ourselves better than anybody in this world. You know if you have anxiety. You know if you have bipolar. You know your body better than anybody in this world. So you know what's wrong with you. It's not self-diagnosing yourself. It's just you know your body. You know yourself. You know when something is wrong with you. You know, and no one can tell you anything different. You know, and I feel like people who aren't educated on mental illness shouldn't speak on it. People want to get on social media and make all these comments and things, but it's like, you aren't educated on this, so don't speak on it. Are you anxiety? Do you have depression? Are you bipolar? Are you have personality disorder? No, so don't speak on what you don't know. That's why it's super important to break the stigma and to educate people on this mental illness, because everyone thinks they're a teacher nowadays, but you have to go through it in order to have to talk about it. Because when you're dealing with it, you can speak on it because you know what it's like. But when you're somebody who's on the outside, you've never had a mental illness, you've never gone through anxiety, depression, or any of these, you know, mental illnesses, you can't speak on it because you don't know what you're talking about. So you sound stupid, in my opinion. I hate to say that and trying to be nice as possible, but don't speak on something you don't know anything about, because then you make a fool of yourself. You really do. And I see so many people want to jump on the bandwagon and say all kinds of things, but it's crazy nowadays. It really is. And you just have to be careful, like I said, if you're going to be on social media. Just be very, very cautious of, you know, how you are on there. Because people can just be very cool, like I said. They're bullies. They're going to bully you. They're going to make you feel bad. And you're not a bad person. You know, you're not. Don't think you're a bad person if someone on social media says you are because they think something's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with us. We are beautiful. We can do whatever we put our minds to, and no one can tell us differently. Your mental illness does not define who you are. You know, we are beautiful. We are everything we want to be. And we have to break the barriers. We have to break down doors. We have to talk about this topic more often so people aren't so, you know, the people who aren't educated can get that education that they need on the situation. You know, and I just feel like it's tough. I think for me, that's why I was using Facebook a lot. I was getting on there constantly. And I wasn't even bullied on there or anything. It's just I stopped using it because I realized some of the stuff on social media is so idiotic and stupid. Some of the stuff, I hate to say it like that, sorry, but I just couldn't use Facebook. So I stopped using Facebook. I do a lot of Twitter now, and I do Instagram, so I love posting pictures. Those are the pages I stay on the most. And I do YouTube, and I do my blog. But I'm not big on social media anyway. But when I do get on it, I just see the most craziest things, you know. And it's just sometimes hard for me to take it. But I want, you know, people with mental illness and mental health issues to realize that just to be careful when you're online, just not to let everything that people say on the outside get you. Because I know it can be tough sometimes because not everyone understands or everyone gets what you're going through or what you're dealing with. But, you know, they don't have to understand. As long as you know your situation and you know you're okay and you know what's going on, that's all that truly matters. And that's all that you should really care about, you know. But you just, social media is just such a really harsh, harsh place. This is why I wanted to touch on it in this episode, because I feel like that is where a lot of problems are, for what I see, especially people deal with mental illness. I see a lot of it. You get on social media, someone says something, and then things just go left from there. And I think we need to start uplifting each other and being there for one another and having each other's backs and just realizing that you're not alone out here. You're not alone, guys. So please, please, guys, just watch how you trade on social media. Don't let everybody get in your head. And let's not stop judging others with mental illness. Stop judging others. Let's help them and uplift them and support them, not call them crazy or make them feel even worse about themselves or judge them based off because their ideas are different than ours. That doesn't make them different from us. It just means everybody's different in their own way, and there's nothing wrong with that. And we shouldn't judge that person, you know? So let's try today, if you get on social media, guys, try to uplift somebody, make them feel good about themselves, give them a hug or send them a kiss or do something sweet for someone today, whether it's in person or online, but uplift. And for the people out there who are not as educated, please, please, I say this in the nicest way possible, educate yourself a little bit on mental illness before you jump online and start saying negative things or being rude to other people around you. Just remember that, guys, because you never know what someone is going through. So be kind. Even when people aren't always kind to you, try to still be kind back to them because you never know what they're dealing with. And remember, guys, don't let social media get you down. It's not worth it. You are better than that. And we can get through this. Also, guys, again, this weekend I'll be starting my YouTube channel about mental illness. So please look out for that. And I'm definitely going to give you guys a link in the description this weekend for that. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in and getting to know me. I appreciate it so much. Give me your feedback and voice messages. Give me a clap. Let me know what you think, what more topics you want me to cover. And I appreciate everything you guys have done so far for me. Thank you so much. I'm signing off now on this beautiful / rainy Thursday. Enjoy your day, guys.